Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
If there's anything the past 2 years have taught us, it's that people don't always get along and they certainly don't always agree on everything. Now, while we can't help you with your Facebook debates, we can help with resolving many types of agriculture and environmental related issues at no cost. Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation has been helping Oklahomans resolve conflicts since 1987, and we're here to help you. And the best thing is we can do it without having to go to court. So if you have a conflict that might need some mediation, get more information at ok.gov/mediation.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway now for the Tulsa Farm Show next December. For information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Well, today was an eventful day across the live cattle and protein markets. The June live cattle down $1.92 at 131.65. The final trade was around 132, but the settlement was 131.65, and that's near the lowest levels we've seen, really going all the way back to the fall, back in October, early October. So kind of a disappointing trade on the live cattle. The cash trade this week was 140 to 144 in the cash market. So we're way below that, of course, in the June live cattle. So we'll see what happens. August, we're down $1.87 at 132.77. That market did retest lows back in March today. And the feeder cattle market, we're down $1.27 in May at 156.87. The August, we're down $3.47 at 166.52. And that's new lows for this move. And I don't know that that's all that surprising given what corn did today, but we're touching levels again, hadn't seen since the last fall. Last time corn was up here at these levels, the feeders were around 145, but also take into consideration the live cattle were lower than they are now too. So there is some possibility of some downside. Now these managed funds and stuff are dumping long positions here, selling it, and that's also helping to drive it lower.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Where does your milk come from? Hi, I'm Kristen, an Oklahoma dairy farmer. My family and I take pride in providing you and your family with a safe, wholesome, nutritious, but most importantly, delicious dairy foods. Yep, right here in your home state. It can't get any fresher or more local than that. Learn more about where your dairy foods come from at dairydiscoveryzone.com.
What a day for grain futures. The wheat started off the day higher, actually steady, and then it just inched higher slowly. But we finished with July Kansas City wheat up 69.5 cents at 1270. That was a half cent off the limit up high. So it wasn't limit up at the settlement. It did trade limit up in the first 3 or 4 months, but came off just a touch. So that would be new highs for the July contract. The Chicago wheat was up 64 to 65. Minneapolis wheat up about 60 higher as well. Corn and beans were higher, but not near like the wheat. The beans were anywhere from 6 to about 10 cents higher. November 8.25 at 1480.5. They were up in the mid 1530s about 2 weeks ago. So still a good ways off their high there for the November beans. And then corn was anywhere from 3 to 17 higher. The December corn settled 17 higher at 753. So a lot of those crop year spreads, like Sep D's, July D's, so on, are kind of coming unraveled here, where they had a big carry. That carry is whittling away. We're now below 40 in the July D spread. So continue watching that. That is concerning long term, as supply fears become less of a worry. Currently, the stock market's down about 530. Crude oil is up about 50 cents per barrel.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.